welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. So, we will get to the creative and the Save the World patch notes soon. We are not going to do it this episode because I have some news I wanted to share. And for the rest of the episode, we'll go ahead and just do a normal episode. So the news I have is that Fortnite has given me the ability to have access to Fortnite's custom matchmaking. That is so awesome. So it's only going to be for a limited time for the Share the Love event. I'm going to have access to it until February 22nd. So I have a week to use it. They are opening it up to some more of the people who are in the creator program, and I have access to it now, so I will definitely be running some scrims and some practice matches, you know, solos and duos probably over the next week. I'm not sure exactly what time I'm going to be doing. Stay tuned. Definitely go join the Discord because I'll be making announcements there when I'm going to do those. Unfortunately, the last couple of days of work have been insanely busy, so I have not got a chance to play very much since the update. I was so excited for the update. I got to play like right when it came out, but I haven't played much since then. And I probably won't get to play much tomorrow either because how busy work is right now. But I definitely will be playing Sunday, and I have the day off on Monday as well for the holiday, so I will definitely be running some custom matches on Monday. So join that Discord for sure. That way you will have access to those when I run those. Let's see here. And if you don't know how to do it, I'll make a separate post on there exactly how to join a custom match. If you're not aware, I'll post that up on in the Discord as well. Okay, guys, so there's that. Again, very exciting. I'm so excited to have the custom matchmaking access to that and share that with you guys. It should be a lot of fun. Let's do some other things here. So right after the update came out, 7.4 update, they had to, as you probably heard when I was reading the patch notes for Battle Royale, I was not too excited about the change that they were making to the aim assist. It didn't sound good to me when I was reading it. When I played a little bit, didn't really like the feel of it. A lot of controller players didn't like it, even pro controller players. And shortly after I recorded the episode, actually, maybe within a couple hours of me recording that episode, it was reverted back. So aim assist was reverted back to its previous state. Thank you, Fortnite, for fixing that because, yeah, you really need to have aim assist when you're playing on a controller because it's totally different from playing on a mouse. Let's see here. What are some other things I want to say? Oh, I got to give congrats to a Secret Skirmish winners. I don't know if you guys were watching the Secret Skirmish yesterday and today, but GhostSaf and Ronaldo TV won the duos yesterday, and Ghost Bizzle won the solo today. No surprise there. You know, Ghost Bizzle is considered potentially the best Fortnite player in the world, so no surprise that he went ahead and won the solo tournament. But yeah, really, really well done. I didn't get to watch all of it. Again, I was very busy at work, so I watched some of the duos last night before I went to bed. I will watch some of the solo before I go to bed tonight as well, or while I'm laying in bed. But yeah, really well presented. I love the way they did the casting. I love the presentation of the stats on the screen. Really, really well done. I am loving the direction they are going for the Fortnite esports sides of things and the tournaments and the presentation. Really top notch. Let's see here. A little bit more news. There was a client update for 7.40.1 is what they're calling it. So I'll read the post here. We've just released a client update for PC, Android, and iOS for stability improvements and to fix an issue on mobile where touch editing was triggering crosshair editing. This ended up getting delayed due to the login issue that was just resolved. Note for iOS players, this update ended up being larger than expected for iOS players. However, this client update is not forced, meaning you don't need to download it to play at this moment. So there's that. Also, a little bit of Save the World we got here. So there is a 100 XP is incorrectly displayed in the UI. Hey folks, we wanted to drop by and confirm that the 100% XP message displayed in the UI is a visual issue. While we aren't currently running an additional XP event in Save the World right now, we do plan on making good on this issue. Our mistake is your gain. Play between now and the end of Sunday, February 17th to receive additional hero, schematic, and survivor XP. This additional XP will be granted in the near future, and we're still working out the exact date. We'll be sure to let you know when the grant is complete. So there was a mistake in the game. For some reason, it's displaying that there's 100 XP going on right now. There technically wasn't, but they're going to go ahead and give you XP for that stuff later on. Really good on Fortnite. You know, whenever they have little issues like this, they could always just say, oops, sorry, we didn't mean to do that. It was an issue. Sorry. But they always come through for us in these moments and actually reward us for, you know, for their mistakes. Thank you for that. Let's go ahead and let's look at the overtime challenges, because obviously, again, you want to get these overtime challenges done. Because if you get 13 of them done, you will have a chance. You won't have the chance. You will get the Battle Pass Season 8 for free. So, again, what we have unlocked so far, collect coins in featured creative islands. 15 of those deal damage to opponents with assault rifles or pistols. Search chests or ammo boxes at a motel or an RV park. 7 total. Place top 15 in duos with a friend 3 times. And regain health from a campfire in different matches. 3 different matches. So that's what the challenges that we have so far. Now there's going to be, let's see here, 1, 2, 3 more unlocking tomorrow at, so tomorrow, February 16th at 9 a.m. Eastern. So be prepared to start grinding those 3 challenges as well. That way you can get them done as quick as possible. That way you are not trying to, you know, crunch them out and grind them out at the end of the season here. That way you can get that Season 8 Battle Pass for free. Make sure you are on top of it. Alright, now let's take a look at the item shop. And what's funny is here, I don't remember where I was making the joke. I don't remember if it was on the podcast here or if it was over on stream or if it was in Discord. I don't remember exactly where I made the joke, but I recently made the joke that I have been checking Twitter lately, just doing the Fortnite search in Twitter just to see what people are saying about Fortnite. And I jokingly said it seems the thing that people want the most from Fortnite is the soccer skins. And well, guess what we have in the item shop today for all those people who have been wanting the soccer outfits in the item shop. That is exactly what we have in the item shop today. All 8 of the soccer outfits are in the item shop. So if you have been really badly wanting one of those soccer outfits, they are available now, as well as the rest of the soccer themed stuff, the gold bound set. You have the elite cleat harvesting tool, you have the vuvuzela harvesting tool, you have the gold bound glider, you also have the phone it in emote, one of my most favorite emotes in the game, the flappy flyer glider, a very hilarious glider, the electro swing emote, a good dance there, the arctic assassin outfit, the specter harvesting tool, and the red card emote. If you are going to get any of these items, guys, go ahead and use that creator code, Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY. Again, if you haven't used it yet, if you do use it, you will get that Cuddle Hearts wrap, you will also be supporting whoever you support 4 times the amount during this time period. So go ahead and use one, and I would really appreciate if you use mine. I got to give a big shout out and thank you to James Tiachin. I'm not sure if that's how you say that, but thank you, James, so much for using the code. I really appreciate that. He went ahead and got one of these soccer-themed gear here. Really appreciate that. And thank you, Mudcats, again, and CoolT789, again. You guys sent me a gift, actually, from the item shop yesterday, sending me that Scully, and I had actually been eyeing that outfit myself. I want to thank you guys so much for sending that to me. It is so cool. I love it. I can't wait to actually get to play some more so I can get the challenges done for the Scully so that I can get the other variant for that outfit. I love it. Thank you guys so much for that. Okay, guys, let's see here. Oh, you know what? Let me check something here. Yes. So if you actually you go over to the store, there's a limited time offer, and that is to get the Fallen Love Ranger challenge pack. So if you get the Fallen Love Ranger challenge pack, now this isn't support me because it's not, you're not using V-Bucks, but I'll just go ahead and mention it in this section since we are talking about items. But if this is something you want, here's the details. Take on the challenges issued by the Fallen Love Ranger and earn up to 2,000 V-Bucks. This pack contains the Fallen Love Ranger outfit, Fallen Wings, Back Bling, Fallen Love Ranger challenges, complete challenges to earn up to 2,000 V-Bucks. So when you buy this pack, it is $20 for this pack, $19.99 US dollars. But the V-Bucks are in-game currency that can be spent in battle. We know what V-Bucks are. But yes. So when you buy this, you automatically get the outfit. But there are challenges that will make it so that you can earn the 2,000 V-Bucks. And they're not hard challenges. Let me see here. I know I had it pulled up here somewhere. Oh, yes. So here's what you got to do to unlock the 2,000 V-Bucks total. Now, this is going to take you 2 weeks to do in total, but you will be able to get 2,000 V-Bucks total. So the first thing you need to do is complete one daily challenge, and that'll get you 100. Complete 3 daily challenges, that'll get you an additional 200. Complete 5 daily challenges, 300 more. 7 daily challenges, 400 more. 10 daily challenges, you get 500 more, and then 14 daily challenges and another 500. So just do your daily challenges every day for 2 weeks once you buy this outfit, and you'll get 2,000 V-Bucks on top of having that really awesome looking outfit. Okay, let's see here, guys. That is the item shop. That is the store. Let's go ahead and do a tip of the day. And the tip of the day, just a straightforward, I'm just going to tell you to go practice with that infantry rifle, because that infantry rifle is really good. So go pick it up, use it, practice it with it, you know, do this in matches, you know, maybe play some Team Rumble. That way you're not in high pressure situations where, you know, if you get eliminated, you're going to get sent back out to the lobby. But, you know, definitely go play in playgrounds. Definitely creative with this, because you'll be able to practice using it a lot more. Yeah, definitely pick this up and practice it with it, because it is actually a really good weapon. I don't know. Again, I don't know if you guys watched the Secret Skirmish. Now, like I said, I didn't watch the solos yet today, but I watched the duos, and the pros are picking this weapon up and using it, because, you know, the rate of fire is really good on this, and the range is really good on this. So you're going to have, you know, is in between an AR and a hunting rifle, where it's a little bit longer range than the AR, and you have more zoom than the AR, and it does more damage than the AR, but not quite as much as the hunting rifle, but it reloads faster than the hunting rifle. So this thing, man, you can just be pinging players all day long with this. Pick it up and play with it. It's really, really good. That's just, I know, simple, straightforward, you know, just telling you to get good with something, but this is a really good weapon you're going to want to practice with. Alrighty, guys, so that's going to be the episode for today. Again, we still will do the creative and the save the world patch notes. I just really wanted to share the fact that I got access to that custom matchmaking, and I will be using it. Again, I'll be making more announcements over on Discord and for times and everything and how to join. So make sure you go join that daily Fortnite Discord. That way you will get the notifications on when and how to join when I do those. Let's see here. Go follow me over on Twitch and YouTube, Mike Daddy, on both of those places. Head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a written review to get a shout out on the show. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.